British punk blues priestess P.J. Harvey recently released a self-produced CD titled Uh-Huh, Her. Day-to-Day music critic Christian Bordel has been listening.
I still remember the very first time I ever heard P.J. Harvey. I was standing at a listening station at Tower Records on Sunset Boulevard right after her first album, Dry, had come out. Now, obviously, this was before the days of file sharing and listening to stuff on the internet. And I remember pushing the button and this swampy, punky, post-blues throb coming crashing through the headphones and plastering a big, broad smile all over my face. If you put it on, if you put it on. If you put it on, if you put it on. For those of you who have been following Polly Jean Harvey through her various band formations and musical incarnations, you'll know that she veers between incredibly raw, both emotionally and musically, stripped-down, primal, yowling frenzy on the one hand, and a more sophisticated, fuller, more accessible pop palette on the other. Her last CD, for example, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, which came out almost 4 years ago now, was more lush and pretty than anything she'd done before. It won the Mercury Prize in Britain. It was at the top of all the critics' lists. So I guess she was due for one of her stripped-down, anguished battle cries against bad men and sexual politics and the torture of love. Well, it is stripped down, but this latest release by P.J. Harvey called Uh-Huh, Her is often kind of sweet and low-key. Is Polly Jean getting too happy? Jean Harvey produced this record herself at home, and she plays all the instruments, except for the drums, which are played by Rob Ellis. She says she wanted to create a warmer, more inviting sound. I'm reminded, though I'm sure Polly Jean wouldn't like this much, of the two records Paul McCartney made after the Beatles broke up. Do you remember those? They were called McCartney and Ram. In both cases, the artists play almost everything themselves, and the records are made up mostly of these kind of ephemeral, personal, contemplative little songs. But even when she's being low-key and spontaneous, P.J. Harvey has such an acute ear that all the sounds feel perfect. Even the sloppy, fuzzy sounds feel like they couldn't possibly be anything else. And every track seems to have some subtle minor element that really brings out the beauty of the song and makes it all work. Like the background vocal on this opening track, which is called The Life and Death of Mr. Badmouth. People probably won't enjoy this record as much as P.J. Harvey's last one. And if you're one of the few rock listeners out there who doesn't own a P.J. Harvey record, well, this probably isn't the best place to start, because it doesn't really showcase the full force of nature that she can be. But I've been enjoying it. Maybe some of her rough emotional edges are being worn away over time. Certainly that's not the power driving as much of her songwriting and playing these days. But even without those really harsh edges, she still lingers fearlessly in that murky zone between ugliness and beauty that lies at the vital core of rock and roll.
I heard a song on the radio. It was a loving for think of you.
day-to-day music critic Christian Bortle on the newest CD by PJ Harvey called Her.